Hi, I'm Nathan Scott. Thank you so much for tuning in to Sunday Morning. In the studio with me this morning is the head of communications for Enoch Pratt Free Library, located, their central branch anyway, right in the center of downtown Baltimore. I'm speaking, of course, of Megan McCorkle, who's been on the show with me before. Megan, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me, Nathan.
So just having mentioned the central branch, I want to open with something that we've talked about for a couple of different visits to the program.
And for we can years finally, and years.
And now people can finally visit it. About 4 months ago, 4 months and change, the Central Library finally completed its renovation. Can you tell me what that was like and how exciting it is to finally be able to see it in its renovated form?
Yes, it was a 3.5-year project, a $115 million renovation. The building first opened in 1933, and it had never had a full renovation in the entire time it was open. So it was definitely overdue. We like to say that it was because they did a lot of gorgeous historic work, restoring some of the art in the building, the ceilings, but they also put in, you know, 21st century technology. So
right.
We say it was like a heart and lung transplant with a little bit of Botox. So, but the building itself, I mean, it's an iconic building in the city of Baltimore. You couldn't build a building like that. Again, you couldn't possibly afford to do it. And it's just beautiful. I think it's a point of pride for everybody in Baltimore City. And we certainly saw that on opening day, September 14th. We opened the building to the public and we cut the ribbon and we, you know, you invite a lot of people to your party and you don't know what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
And we had almost 9,000 people show up in under 5 hours. So I've never seen the lines that long at the library. It did my heart very good.
Oh.
But it just shows how much this building means to people and how much people were anticipating and wanting to get inside and see it.
And something that's really interesting about this building in particular, which I think we talked about last time you were here, is that a lot of libraries have steps leading up to them, but the Enoch Pratt Free Library doesn't. Can you explain to me again why that is?
Yeah, so even in 1933, this building kind of set a precedent for libraries, and that's because it was street level. And if you look at the outside of the building, it actually mimicked like Macy's department stores back in the day. And that was because if you look at, like you said, all the other libraries, you had to walk up these giant staircases because the idea was you had to ascend to knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really important for Joseph Wheeler, who was in charge of the library at the time, that it was accessible to everybody. So he made a ground level library so that people could bring their strollers in, people could walk straight in through the front doors. We have those giant windows on the outside that we use for displays that kind of look like the Macy's windows in New York City. So this library really set a precedent for other libraries. And it's funny because if you actually go around the country, there are other libraries that are modeled off of the Enoch Pratt Central Library.
And now you can finally see the Enoch Pratt Central Library in as close as it's ever been to the form it was in when it originally opened. It's been open for a while. And like you said, 9,000 people that first day. So, you know, just a lot of people who are interested in seeing it, maybe haven't gotten down to see it yet. And there are a lot of reasons to visit the Enoch Pratt Free Library.
Yes.
We're almost at the end of January now, but we're coming up on those February events, the first of which is a speaker series. Can you tell me a little bit about who will be speaking and what they'll be talking about?
Sure. So we have a ton of speaker series at the Pratt Library, but one of our latest and newest is the Hackerman Best and Next speaker series. So the idea behind that is, you know, we bring in a lot of authors, a lot of writers, but we also want to bring in a lot of thought leaders, filmmakers, photographers, people that make art. And that's really what is going to be the focus of the Hackerman series.
Mm-hmm.
So a few months ago, back in December, we had Spike Lee. He was the kickoff of the Hackerman series.
Not a bad way to start.
You know, that's a pretty good way to get started. But our next speaker I'm really excited about, she's coming on February 11th, and it's Amanda Lucidon, and she was actually the photographer for the Obama White House.
Hmm.
So she was Michelle Obama's photographer, and she recently released a book of never-before-seen photos in the White House of Michelle and Barack Obama, and they're just gorgeous. So she's going to be coming and speaking on February 11th at an open, free public program, kind of give us the behind the scenes of the White House. I'm sure if you're sort of the fly on the wall as the photographer, you get to see and hear a whole lot. And then in addition, we're so happy to have on the second floor, starting on February 11th and going through the rest of the month, we'll actually have an exhibit of some of her photos of the Obamas throughout the year in the White House. So you can see that starting February 11th through the entire month of February.
And this is something that's very exciting for Enoch Pratt because, you know, a lot of people within libraries have been able to use Enoch Pratt as a stepping stone to get to the Library of Congress. But that connection works both ways. Because we're so close to D.C., you have access to the same sorts of resources without necessarily having to go all the way to the Capitol Beltway and deal with all the D.C. traffic. We've got plenty of that here.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? I never realized what a resource and a gem that we had here in our city with the Pratt Library before I worked here. The Pratt Library was, like, they really set the standard, and we still do when it comes to libraries. So librarians kind of work their whole lives and dream of working at the Pratt Library. Yeah. So it's pretty amazing. Heidi Daniel, our CEO, said years ago when she was coming up in libraries, she would receive, her CEO at the time in Houston would give her the newsletter of the Enoch Pratt Free Library.
Wow.
And say, figure out how to replicate some of the programs. We have to be doing what they're doing. And now she's the head of the Pratt Library. She says it's a dream come true.
And that's a very high compliment to be paid. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, with the speaker series, the access to Michelle Obama's White House photographer, again, that's open to the public and is a great way to open a lot of what's going to be going on during Black History Month.
Yeah, we always have a ton of programming on for Black History Month at all 22 of our locations. We do have in the Central Library, we'll be having a brand new exhibit right in Central Hall. So right when you walk in, the exhibit's called In Freedom's Name, and it starts on February 3rd. And it's 35 historical panels highlighting the contributions of African Americans in the military, specifically in Maryland. It's actually the first exhibit of its kind. It has traveled around. Last year during Black History Month, we had a few panels at different libraries, so they can actually break it up by era. But this the Central Library exhibit will actually be all 35, so the full history.
And this is curated by some local universities as well. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, Stevenson University is involved in that. They helped create it as well as the Maryland Military Historical Society. So they worked together to create this exhibit that's really one of a kind.
Now, this isn't the only event that you've got going on during Black History Month. You also have some more lecture series that are coming up. One specifically I see on February 19th, especially interesting to anyone who is excited about the space program. Can you tell me a little about what that's about?
Yes, Dr. Mae Jemison is coming on February 19th, and we are so excited. We're bringing in some school groups. She was she was an astronaut, which is awesome, but she was also the first woman of color in space. So she has some amazing stories to tell. We're actually going to do a reception for some middle schoolers with her beforehand, so she can really talk to the kids, and we're bringing in families. But that is going to be right in Central Hall. It is a free program, and we're really encouraging people to come. We've gotten a ton of interest, and I'm sure she's just going to be fascinating.
Oh, absolutely. And especially coming off the tales of all of the celebration involving the Apollo program last year. This is a great follow-up to that. If you were following that for all of 2019, 50th anniversary, then this is a great way to continue that and to tie it into some different facets of American history, not just the space program, but also the civil rights movement and the continuing striving for equality of African Americans in the United States.
Certainly. And Dr. Jemison also talks about the really huge importance of getting girls and women involved in STEM and STEM programming. And so that's a huge passion of hers. It's something that we are really passionate about at the library. We have STEM programming in all of our locations. So we're just excited to have her there with us.
And then another event that you have coming up is going to be of particular interest to anyone who has grown up with YouTube. In fact, some of those people may have to explain to their parents who this person is, but it's a big deal nonetheless. You've got a YouTube star coming to the library.
Yes, Evelyn from the Internets is coming. And if you've ever watched her YouTube page, it is hysterical. She is very funny. She's coming on February 27th. One of the big things that happened to her recently was one of her videos, she was commenting about Beyonce. And Beyonce wound up airing her video on the big screen during the Formation tour.
Boy.
So she's got Beyonce's backing. I mean, what else could you need? And it's a free public event on February 27th. Like I said, I've watched some of her videos and you just cry laughing. She's so funny.
And, you know, this is a great opportunity to not bring not just the kids, but bring the family. This sounds like something where even if Your kids may be the ones who are mostly aware of this. This is still something that can be enjoyed by everyone.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, a live event like this, especially one that's free, is a great way to experience this for the first time.
Yes, we like to say free's our middle name, so it, literally.
And see, that's a lot going on at the Central Library. Mm-hmm. That being said, you do have some exciting things that are going on at not just the Central Library, but all around the Enoch Pratt system. Now, passport services is something that the library has offered for a while. The Central Library has a specific new aside to that, but can you tell me, first of all, what passport services all the libraries offer?
So at this point, passport services is actually brand new to us in the
really?
Pratt Library. Yes, mm-hmm. We haven't done it before, and so we are doing it in the Central Library. It
okay.
just launched a couple weeks ago, so we're really excited. We kind of soft launched it so that our staff could get used to going through the process.
Right.
But now you don't have to go to the post office. You don't have to go to like find a Walgreens where you can get your picture taken. You can come straight to the Central Library 7 days a week. On Sundays, mm-hmm. we just ask that you make appointments. But you can come up to the third floor. We have an office and we have staff that's dedicated to just doing passport services right now. So it's really exciting. I think in their first week, they had already mm-hmm. processed 10 passports and we
wow.
weren't even advertising it.
Yeah.
So we're really excited to kind of get the word out about that.
And so just to correct myself from earlier, this is only at the Central Library
right now.
Do you have any plans at all to try and expand it to the other branches, depending on how this goes at the Central Branch?
I think we have to see how it goes at the Central
okay.
Branch. It does involve additional staff hires. We have to get, I think the State Department has to sign off on a lot of things because you have to become an official passport center. So we're going to start it here at the Central mm-hmm. Library and then see how it goes.
And so while I can't speak specifically to the Enoch Pratt Free Library Passport Services, I can say that when I got my passport, I also did that at a library.
Yes.
And compared to doing it at the post office, it's a much, much easier process. It feels a lot less stressful. And this is something that you should absolutely consider doing if you haven't already. I've found, at least in my own life, the best travel opportunities come up with a very little notice.
Mm-hmm.
So this is something that you want to have locked down so you don't have to wait the 4 to 6 weeks to get it processed if, you know, you're caught unawares.
Absolutely. I say it's always good just to always have a current passport. I always make sure mine is current.
And so if you're just tuning in, I'm Nathan Scott. I'm speaking with Megan McCorkle, the Director of Communications for Enoch Pratt Free Library. We've been speaking specifically about a lot that's going on during Black History Month, as well as the new passport services that have just been introduced at the Central Library branch only. They are, however, 7 days a week, so mm-hmm. you can feel free to take advantage of that. We are going to move forward a little bit into March, which, again, February being the shortest month, is going to come up a lot sooner than you potentially expect. And you've got something unique going on at the end of the month. That's, again, at the Central Branch. But it looks like a great way to kick off spring. Can you tell me a little bit about Imagination Celebration?
Yes. Well, we wanted to get this in here so parents can mark their calendars. On March 28th, we will kick off Imagination Celebration, which is the start of a month-long celebration that happens at all of our branches across the Pratt system, all 22 locations. But the first, like, big kickoff mm-hmm. is March 28th at the Central Library on Saturday. And it will just be a big festival for families. It is connected to a book called Everywhere Wonder, which is just a gorgeous book. We will have activities for preschoolers. So we're looking at mostly the young kids. There'll be music, there'll be dance, there'll be kind of like a scavenger hunt type thing where kids will get to cross things off on their list, activities that they'll do all over the Central Library. This was, people I think got used to something called Fairy Tale Festival that mm-hmm. we used to do. We've kind of reimagined that and reinvented it into Imagination Celebration. And this is the first year after the renovation that it will be back at the Central Library. And we've got some pretty good tricks up our sleeve. So mm. I think you'll want to kind of come in and get that wonder that that we'll get. And I'm sure your kids are just going to love it and enjoy it. And again, it's free.
Right. As you mentioned, free is literally Enoch Pratt's middle name.
Exactly.
So that is March 28th. And, you know, can you tell me anything about any of the other events that are going on, not just at the Central Library, but at the branches, you know, that are a part of the Enoch Pratt system?
Sure. So they normally, after, so for all of April, then mm-hmm. Imagination Celebration will continue to be celebrated all over the system. Mm-hmm. So they'll have special story times where they read the book. They'll have arts programs that are kind of surrounding the themes of that book. They will, they usually have little like preschool dances and balls and music that is like more than adorable, dress up, all of that fun stuff. So you can go on our website, prattlibrary.org, and see all of the Imagination Celebration activities for the entire month of April. Mm-hmm. It will definitely keep you and your kids very busy.
And like you mentioned, you know, especially for parents with kids, you know, those schedules fill up very quickly, especially anything that happens on the weekend. So mm-hmm. this is definitely something you're going to want to put on your calendar, set some time aside, even if you don't go for the entire day. Again, it's free. So as soon as you've walked through the door, mm-hmm. you've gotten your money's worth, so to speak.
Exactly.
And you can just enjoy all the things that Enoch Pratt has to offer. So those are some of the date-specific events that are going on from about the beginning of February on through the end of March. But it's always a good idea to remind people of the resources that are available at Enoch Pratt year-round. And you mentioned the website just a moment ago, which is a great place to start. Some of the digital resources that are available from Enoch Pratt without even having to go into a library branch. Is there anything new that you've added to your collection, or are there any things that you'd like to remind people about?
Yeah, we actually launched a brand new Pratt Library e-card because we know that people are accessing our digital library and maybe they work during the day, they don't have time, they can't mm-hmm. make it in during library hours. So you can actually go on our website, sign up for our e-card, and then immediately begin downloading our digital resources using that card. So you can download e-books, e-audiobooks, all kinds of things, movies, streaming TV. We have Canopy that has streaming movies that you can put on your Apple TV or your mm-hmm. Roku or any of your devices. So it's amazing. We were laughing the other day. My friends and I were looking to watch like one specific movie and you could look through Hoopla. I was looking through all the library resources and you can always eventually find something. So it's pretty amazing.
And each one of those digital streaming services has a different focus to it as well. So mm-hmm. Hoopla, at least in my own perusal of it, tends to focus a little bit more on the independent slash foreign feature side of things.
Mm-hmm.
And then Canopy is a great resource, not just if you're looking for movies, though it has a lot of some really awesome classic movies on there, but it also has great courses stuff that you can check out.
Super educational.
If you're looking to, get the college experience without maybe going through all the cost of tuition and textbooks, this mm-hmm. is a great way. Great courses picks people who are at the top of their field throughout the country, and you're getting access to a lot of these resources, again, for free if you have the e-card from Enoch Pratt.
Yeah, one of the other resources we have, too, that's a little bit more like traditionally going to online school mm-hmm. is called Gale Courses. It's G-A-L-E, and mm-hmm. you can find that on our website, too. And it is essentially, they have college-level courses that you can access and essentially take online in all different kinds of subjects. I mean, I think accounting is one of the top courses that people are taking, but it's all for free and you can access it with the click of a button as long as you have a library card.
Right. Now, I do think it's important to differentiate, though. We've been talking a lot about an e-card. Something people may not be aware of is the process of getting a physical card. Mm-hmm. Do you still need a physical card in order to check books out from the library, or will the e-card suffice?
So if you are coming into the library, what we will do is upgrade you to a regular card.
Okay.
So if you're physically able to come in, we will do that, because you can access absolutely everything with your e-card with your Pratt card as well.
Okay.
The same isn't true the opposite way.
Mm-hmm.
So if people are walking in and they say, hey, I have an e-card, we'll say, okay, hold on 1 second, and we'll give you a physical card as well.
Now, there is one other interesting thing to remind people about from Enoch Pratt, which I believe we talked about last year. It's a new program that you started regarding fines. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes. Well, we don't have them. That's what
right.
We became a fine-free library. It's really a trend nationally, but Enoch mm-hmm. Pratt was really on the forefront of it. We waived overdue fines for our customers because when we looked at the research, when we really dug into it, we saw that fines are not really a deterrent for people, and they really just create barriers to mm-hmm. the people who need us the most, to our most vulnerable populations. So when we looked at the branch libraries that had the highest number of block cards, they were in our most vulnerable communities. Mm-hmm. And those are the people that we want accessing our resources. So what we were able to do was we were able to wipe out overdue fines mm-hmm. For everyone across the board. And now if you take out a book and you don't return it, if nobody's waiting for it behind you, it will actually automatically renew for you up to three times. So you don't have to call and renew it. You don't have to do anything online. Up to three times it will automatically renew. Then if you don't return it, there are fees associated with if you're not returning something. But then the second you bring the book back, that's wiped off your record.
Nice.
Yeah. So, I mean, we have seen a lot more people in the library. A lot of people, what we saw, honestly, was say you had an overdue book and mm-hmm. you couldn't pay the fine on it. You might be ashamed to come into the library just to be told at the desk, I'm sorry, you can't take anything out until you pay this. And so people would just keep the books
right.
and not come back to the library. So the second we announced that we were waiving overdue fines, it was amazing. We saw a surge of books come back, a ton of books come back, which is funny because everyone yeah. kept saying like, oh, you don't have any fines. Like, what if all the books go off your shelves then? And so we were kind of laughing, saying like, if that's the biggest problem, like, I'm not really that worried about it. But no, actually, we've seen the opposite. And we've seen, you know, people that are going to return books on time are always going to, like me, I have like a personal, I have to return my book on time. Right. I apologize when I get to the desk when I turn it in late.
It's not changing those people's behavior.
No, it's not changing the behavior. And what it's doing is influencing more people who were hesitant about coming back to the library to come on back home and come to their library.
And this really falls in line with the mission that you spoke about earlier of Enoch Pratt Free Library from its start of being a library for everybody. Again, not having those steps going in and just being able to walk straight in so that way everyone can use it. It's accessible to everyone. And I'd like to circle back around to the Central Library branch, which, you know, the renovation of which is where we started all of this. But during that renovation, you also added some new resources. I believe they're called makerspaces. Is that correct?
We do have a makerspace up in the teen center. So the teen center is about, this is not technical, it's like 50 times bigger than it was before. the teens used to just have a spot up on the mezzanine that was down in Central Hall. Well, now we have designated a space on the second floor, and they actually get to, they walk down a hallway, there's a giant glass partition, so they walk through, so because the, you know, teens are not quiet, and that's okay, neither's the library.
Right.
So they can come in and be as loud as they want. They have their own vending machines, they have their own giant, gorgeous reading room with teen-specific librarians or YA librarians, but also within that is a makerspace because we know the teens are there and they want to create. And sometimes the vehicles or the things that they need to create are things you can't afford to have in your home, right?
And can you explain to me a little bit what a makerspace is?
Sure. So it has some of the latest, greatest technology. And some, it's kind of funny, I guess it has all kinds of technology because I will tell you the one thing in our makerspace that is most popular with teens are the sewing machines.
Huh.
Yeah. It's because they're not really getting taught that in school anymore. And so they're really interested. So we actually just purchased a like new, more like bigger fleet of sewing machines because it's one of the biggest things that kids are interested in.
So they're creating like their own home ec class.
Essentially, yes. But then we also have 3D printers, you know, things that you couldn't afford to have in your home that maybe your school has one. But we are having kids come in. We have after school hours where they can come in and the librarians are teaching them how to use this technology so that they can go and take that skill set with them. Maybe if they're working on a school project. We have vinyl cutters. We have T-shirt makers, button makers, like all kinds of things that they can do that is more of a continuation of maybe what they're doing on the technical side in school. The other thing that we're really excited that's opening, that is just opening, is we have a brand new audio video recording studio.
Very nice.
Yes. So, and we will have a staff member, a media specialist that will be able to teach the kids. So say you're really interested in running a control board, you know, like the audio video aspect of it. We'll have somebody there to teach the kids how that works, how you do it, and then they'll be able to create their own content. So if they want to do a podcast, they'll be able to book the studio to host and produce a podcast of their own, or they could produce a music video, or they can produce like a video for a school project, and all of that will be in the library that they can use 7 days a week.
And so, you know, in the coming months, past the end of April, which is about where we stopped talking about the events that are going on, are there any other big things that people should be on the lookout for with Enoch Pratt Free Library?
Sure. So in the summer, we always do our summer challenge, which is really exciting, and it's for all age levels. So we have activities that go on all summer. So when the kids are out of school, you have some place to make sure to take them. And so you sign up for summer challenge, and you read books, or you go to programs, and you mark those kind of off on your list, and then you will be able to earn prizes. We even give prizes to adults, Nathan, so if you want to do it, there's gift cards and all kinds of great things. And then we do big celebrations at the end of the summer to celebrate reading. You know, for us, it's really important. Kids can, in the summer, lose almost an entire grade level of learning if they're not continuously reading and doing educational things. And the library is just a natural connection and a great place for them to come so that when they come back to school in September, they aren't a step behind.
And if people would like to find out about any of these programs, the summer reading, the celebrations for Black History Month, Imagination Celebration, the Makerspaces, any of it, what are the best ways to get in contact and get that info?
Yeah, prattlibrary.org has all of our information on it. You can also follow us on pretty much every social media channel. So we have our Facebook page, which is really popular. All of our events are listed on our Facebook page. So you could say you're interested, and it will remind you of it, and will remind you of it, because I think everyone's schedules get busy. So you could do that. We're on Instagram and Twitter as well. So that's how you can kind of find out about the day-to-day of what we're doing at the library.
All right, Megan, thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I've been speaking with Megan McCorkle, the Director of Communications for Enoch Pratt Free Library. If you'd like to find out more about what we've been talking about, the website is prattlibrary.org. And from there, you should be able to find links to all the relevant social media. I'm Nathan Scott. You've been listening to Sunday Morning. And until next time, have a great day.